one more, and I was planning on doing this, and the person that this is about, I couldn't reach for like 10 days, and I was pretty sure that he was dead. And I talked to him for the first time on the car ride over here in a while, so that's good, but it's also hard to get up and then do this piece. It's called Heads Up. I wanted to erase the needles you stole from your dying father's bed. I couldn't blame you. I had nothing to blame you for, and I still have nothing to forgive you for, except stumbling drunk straight to my lap one night like a sailor without his map, searching for the spot where we bet over the Big Dipper and laid wagers on who it would swing for first. The place where Orion's belt was either a tourniquet or a noose, and the junkie stare that sky looked down in was too far away and far too familiar, and looking up, I had to wonder if that dipper would scoop down too early to steal you from me. I wanted to sweep away your tracks and place pennies on their railings, heads up with the stakes I had set for you. I didn't have to worry. Gambling was not my problem, but I could still taste your track marks on the ridges of my rusty lips. And I could have flattened pennies there with the trains you rolled right through me. I could have flattened pennies there, just laid myself across those metal bars, legs spread, bets off. There are so many ways we could have taken each other. You had trains and tracks, and I had a knack for razors and a stolen dictionary, so we looked up synonyms for suicide together. You knew I turned a kind of copper in some Arizona sun, so you should have flattened pennies right there, just flipped them for an answer. God giggled, because gambling was never our problem, and there we were, broke high rollers with nothing save pennies to wage. But we laid them all on the table anyways. And I would have been Wolf, and you would have been Hemingway, and I would go like a nymph goes, and you would go like a man goes, and I would choose heads, and you would be tails, and you would go first, and I would go clean, and you would go dirty, and leave yourself all torn up the wall in splotches of red, my favorite color, and I would be Plath, and you would be Fitzgerald, and you would take to the bottle, and I would take to the flame, and you would go first, and maybe I'd follow, and I'd be the bottle, and you would be Kerouac, a fiction writer who never really wrote fiction after all, and you would name all your stupid stories with synonyms for suicide, where you would be Drew and I would be Lillian, and you would go first and know that I'd follow, and I'd always choose heads. Then you would be Coyle and I would be Nickerson, and I'd stop placing bets because you would go like a man goes. And I'd like to say I wouldn't go looking for you, but that's just to say I'm not looking to bury you. And I'd like to say you haven't gone first, haven't sent your ropes up to that Big Dipper I kissed you under, eyes open, back to the desert floor. I'd like to say you haven't been sending any trains up those arms since we last spoke, haven't been playing conductor. Because you could flatten a penny on my chest with those freight cars, and that's just to say you hold enough weight, and that's just to say I do turn copper under certain stars in certain states I would flip for you, and that's just to say you hold enough weight to turn me copper and leave a sour taste. And I live too far away from any tracks to hear you rumbling. But that's not to say you don't hold enough weight to shake me, and that's not to say you couldn't break me in two or take me with you. And I'd like to say I haven't heard your whistling when you pass by. But that's just to say I'm still listening.